بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the hadith when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had revealed the surah Inna Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi Wal Fath. Then according to that, and this chapter is with regard to increasing one's good deeds towards the end of one's life. A person who gets tawfiq of that as his growth, getting on with life, he's doing more good deeds, he should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, because that is what Allah wants from him. Not that we become negligent of Allah, and worse, that we go in the opposite direction. So we should be making shukr. So when the surah was revealed, then as we read that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should have ilmi academic discussions with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And that this particular hadith referred to Abdullah ibn Abbas, who radiallahu anhu was a small boy, but Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should ask him to attend this majlis. The other Sahaba had objection also, that we also have got little children, why do you allow this little boy to come? So to satisfy them, on one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked them the details of the surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullah. Most of the Sahaba kept quiet. Some of them said that it refers to the conquest of Makkah Sharif and the spread of Islam in the world. Then Hazrat Umar asked Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was a small boy amongst great, great Sahaba. So he said it refers to the news of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaving the world. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, he said, yes, that is the meaning I also understand. The outward meaning is the conquest of Makkah and the spread of Islam. But the real meaning is it was giving information that now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to leave the world. Consequently, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I see in your namaz you are reading a lot now, Subhanallah bihamdihi, nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilay. What is the reason for this? He said, Allah has given me this glad tidings when I will see the signs in my ummah that Islam is going to spread, that my mission is completed. So I must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So that is the way we are taught in the hadith, that when Allah blesses us with some ni'mat, then we turn more to Allah Ta'ala. Not we go and boast about it amongst people, and we don't go around everywhere and saying we achieved this and we achieved that. But we turn to Allah and the tasbih of Allah, that oh Allah, you are pure of all blemishes. If there are any faults, they are from our side. And oh Allah, all praise belongs to you. If what we have done is anything worthy of praise, that praise is not ours, it is yours. And we seek your forgiveness, O Allah. Forgive us for all the wrong that we have done. And that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did it mostly, primarily in his tahajjud namaz. That is why the narration is from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who knew the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is how we also, if Allah blesses us with any ni'mat, and the real ni'mats are the ni'mats of deen, then we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala by turning more towards Him. Not that we go around in the world and we start crowing all what we have done and what we have achieved. That is not the way. So there are certain valuable points that we learn from here. Knowledge and ulama are vital in the culture of Islam in order to promote its principles, teachings, and create a deeper understanding. The knowledge of deen and the ulama who carry the knowledge of deen are very important in the ummah, because by knowledge it promotes the principles and teachings and creates a deeper understanding of deen. How much more knowledge a person has got, so much more better is his ibadat, his namazas, his understanding of deen, his commitment to deen. So knowledge is a great thing, and therefore Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should have these gatherings of knowledge and discuss about knowledge. A person may surpass his contemporaries and peers because of his in-depth understanding and comprehensive knowledge. Like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, a young boy, that who not his people who were of his own contemporaries, but rather his seniors, he even surpassed them on account of knowledge. And who are your seniors also, just because you have deep knowledge, you can surpass them. So knowledge is such a virtue that can make a person go very far in life. So to gain the correct knowledge of deen is a great boon, is a great favor from Allah Ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's knowledge and understanding of the Quran was so extensive that he was given the title of the ocean of knowledge, Bahrul Ulum. He was blessed with knowledge because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a young boy, but he was known amongst all the Sahaba as the ocean of knowledge, Bahrul Ulum. And that was by the barakat of the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the dua is that when a person serves and makes happy, makes khidmat, and is and respects and honors somebody, then natural duas come from the heart. And those duas are very, very effective. The dua that we ask somebody to make for us is also very good. But the dua that comes from the heart of that person on its own, that is very, very valuable. If we give sadaqah to somebody, it's good. But if we give sadaqah to somebody who did not expect it and was deeply in need of it, the dua that comes from his heart, that will take us very far in life. So just like that, the duas of the pious also, when we make them happy and we serve them, and then the duas come from their heart, those duas, like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, a small boy, but where he surpassed the great Sahaba, all this by the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that all because of his khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and making Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam happy. The close servants and friends of Allah are given glad tidings before their demise that indicate towards a favorable end. As Allah Ta'ala had told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that your end is coming, but it's going to be a very good end. Such signs are given, and this carries on in the ummah till today. The righteous and the pious, towards the end of their life, Allah gives them such signs that they can see clearly and they are at ease that we will get a good ending. And that is the whole crux of our life, how our mort will come. If it comes beautifully with the pleasure of Allah, there is nothing that can surpass that. And this, a person gets this when a person has pleased Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives such signs to the righteous and the pious. It is permissible for a person to disclose his virtues in order to praise Allah for his bounties or for some other beneficial purpose. However, it should not be done out of pride. If a person wants to talk about what he has achieved, what he has done, he has to be above his nafs. It must not be to show the people. If he wants to encourage other people, that you people also make this ibadat, etc. But it is not easy for anyone, for very few people who have complete control of their nafs, and they know they are not doing it, that people must praise them. They are doing it so that people can get encouraged, and there are very few like that. And we must not be fooled that I am above my nafs, and I can talk about all my achievements and all my ibadat, and I'm doing it just for the pleasure of Allah. That is very, very serious matter. It's only those few who can do it, and the rest of us, we should have the fear all the time. That if we do it, then it will be for show. As it comes in the hadith, that there are many people who do righteous deeds with sincerity and very privately also. But later on, and they are, those deeds are recorded as such, that it was a sincere deed, and it was done privately. But afterwards they talk about it. Then the rumor is in the account of private, now it is recorded in the deed you did, still sincerely, But publicly, the value is gone down of that deed. And if we speak about it to show people, then it comes out from sincerity into riya for show. Though when we did it with sincerity. But afterwards we went and blow our trumpet everywhere. We did this, we achieved this. Then those deeds come out from sincerity and they go into the account of show. That it was done for riya, for show. And those deeds have no value by Allah Ta'ala. In fact, there will be punishment from Allah Ta'ala for such actions. It is acceptable to interpret the verses of the Quran based on understanding derived from signs, indications and proofs. This is also only for those people who have the necessary knowledge of tafsir, which is 15 branches of knowledge. A person who has got, if he has got all that, then he can make tafsir of the Quran Sharif and certain signs that he sees, etc. But that also must be according to the muhkamat, the clear ayats of the Quran. Is there any tafsir of the Quran which is against the fundamental teachings of Quran? Any person who makes tafsir of namaz, that it is just to meditate. You don't have to make wudu, you don't have to go to the masjid, you don't have to stand and make ruku and sajda, but you just meditate. That will definitely be rejected. That is not the tafsir of the Quran. That tafsir will be accepted, which is according to the basic tenets of Islam. So, and however, it is important that only those who are thoroughly versed in the field should do so. Even an ordinary alim, and if many good alim also do not possess the right to make tafsir, that is, to narrate the tafsir of other people, that we can do. But our own tafsir, that I say, according to me, this ayat means this, that is not permissible unless we have that very deep knowledge in which there is taqwa also, fear of Allah also, in which there is righteousness and piety also. And unfortunately we find, forget ulama, many academics, they get together and they start giving their own views of the Quran. They interpret the Quran, that is nothing but making one's way to Jahannam. As it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who gives his own view in the Quran Sharif, that person is making his way, he has prepared his place in Jahannam. So we should be very careful. So there's a great lesson that there are in this one Hadith. We should observe them, and Allah bless us with those realities, and it becomes part of our life also. Wa akhiru da'wana.